This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. Not the easiest day for many of us. September 11th took a piece out of all of us. I think we all remember what we were doing when we found out. I'm in Las Vegas, and Corey was walking the dog Sushi, and we were in our apartment, and I was with the baby, and I turned the TV on, and I was like, oh no, you know, there was a plane attack, and I was up really, really early. I just worked out, and so I had seen the first, tower burning, and then while we're watching, we see the other plane hit, and it was, that's kind of when we knew we were under attack. One of my friends whose kid is born September 11th was calling me about the party, you know, so she calls up and, you know, we're kind of talking, you know, to kind of go, okay, well, this is what we're going to do today and whatever. And I go, put on the news. You got to put on the news. And I could barely speak. I was just frozen. And, you know, my son was only about a year and a half. So, you know, I couldn't really talk to anybody. I was waiting for Corey to come back. Meanwhile, Corey couldn't come back because his brother was in New York. On, I don't know if it was the George Washington Bridge, and he was stuck on the bridge in traffic watching all this happening. So he's calling Corey, telling him, gosh, you know, we're under attack. I'm stuck on the bridge, and I'm not sure what the hell's going on, but the towers are on fire, and it was frightening. I had a full day of patience, and I was supposed to take my kid to daycare, and I didn't want to. I was like, I don't know what's happening next. You also heard about what happened with the Pentagon. You heard about Flight 93, and so we didn't know what the heck was going on. And, you know, I had my kid, but the daycare was like, look, you know, we're still open. You know, people have to go to work. You know, tell us what you need. And yeah, we just saw everybody pull together. But what was very, very interesting in the later days, or the days that followed, was a bunch of us in Vegas found out that Muhammad Atta and four others, were in Vegas. And we didn't realize it until the pictures came up. So I'm at home, Corey's eating a sandwich, and I don't know, we were watching the news, and I walk by the TV going, wait a second, I just saw that guy at Quick Care. And Corey's like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, yeah, I was at the Urgent Care. I saw him. I swear to God, he had a sore throat. This was before HIPAA. And he's like, no, you didn't. So I ran down to the Urgent Care, and the front desk lady was sitting there shaking. And she goes, the FBI was here. They took everything. And I go, they were here, right? He was here. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, I knew it. Oh, my God. And then I start to rethink my interaction with him. So basically, clean cut, very quiet. I mean, I was younger, you know, than I am now, so I walked into the room. If you guys think I'm hyper now, I was really hyper. So I walked into the room going, hi, you know, I'm your doctor. Hi, I'm Dr. Wax. How are you? How can I help you today? You know, and, you know, he's like, I have a sore throat. And I'm like, oh, okay, we'll get you fixed up. You know, I was like, just really, like, I don't know, just overly exuberant to help somebody. And he just really was poker-faced and a very, very blonde. I remember thinking to myself, either he's in a lot of pain, this is obviously before the attacks, you know, or he's just weird. And when my patients would come in, you know, telling me, yeah, you know, I just stripped for them. And we heard of one case where they were there, they didn't really spend a lot of money, you know, had like a minimal lap dance and were really quiet, kept to themselves, left. We started putting all these stories together. Now, the FBI had investigated the hotels. Apparently there were some cheap hotels they stayed at. There were rumors that they went to Olympic Gardens and other sorts of strip clubs. And, you know, from what we found out in the coming weeks, they were in Vegas, Las Vegas, multiple times throughout that summer before the 9/11 attacks in 2001. And so there were theories circulating around that going, did they want to attack Vegas? That wasn't the original theory. The original theory was they wanted to have fun. They knew they were going to die, so they wanted to have fun. And I had no idea that I had seen the ringleader at an urgent care. I had no idea, right, until all this was done. And, you know, I didn't obviously put a lot of that visit to memory because you see hundreds of people. I would see about 60 people a shift, so I wouldn't remember. But I did remember because only a few days had passed, maybe about a week or two had passed, that he was allergic to penicillin. I believe that. Now, again, I mean, you know, remember, I was in shock. And if that's the case, every time I see, you know, the destruction and the devastation and hearing the thousands of people that died, about 3,000 people and more, as people are suffering from injuries relating to the cleanup, you know, I keep thinking to myself, I could have done something. But, the average doctor is not going to give, you know, a life-threatening medication to somebody who they, you know, when they take care of them. It just, we didn't know. But, you know, the 9/11 stories, I'm so blessed to not have had lost any family members, but it affects me in a different way. So, what were they doing in Las Vegas? Again, theories are maybe they wanted to attack the Hoover Dam. Maybe they wanted to attack the Strip. Maybe they were scouting things out for New Year's. But they did spend time, they did go to some strip clubs, they did do some, you know, activities that really weren't a part of their religion. And when I saw one of them, he looked like death walking. He looked like he didn't look happy. He had this look that I have never seen on any other patient, ever. I don't care how bad the sore throat is. It was a different look, and I can't get that look out of my mind, and it's frustrating. So as you guys know, with September 11th, we lost almost 3,000 people initially. Ranges anywhere from 2 to 85 years old. Apparently, the hijackers purposely picked flights that were going to go to California, so they'd be really, really full of fuel. And, as we remember and memorialize all that have fallen and all the heroes, you know, people say never forget, never forget. The one lesson we can take from this is America really pulled together. And we put us first. We put America first when this happened. And that's kind of a message we also have to remember. America first. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Of course, the call phone lines are open. Anything you guys want to talk about, I know there's a lot of feelings and mixed emotions, but we do have some headlines we're going to get to. So, if you want to call in, you could call in at 1-877-362-3254 or 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Antonio Brown in the news again. Right? Antonio Brown, as you know, was going to be a receiver for the Raiders. There was some drama with the coach and with the administration. And so he got released from the Raiders, got picked up by the Patriots about an hour later, and was supposed to take part of the game next week, I believe, in Miami. Now, or as this happened yesterday, a personal trainer of his, who's about 28 years old, is accusing him of sexual assault and rape multiple times. And this is a lawsuit that was just filed. And she claims she did pass a lie detector test. And she is now trying to prove that she's telling the truth. So, I can't go into too many details of what the claims are because this is a family show. But apparently the personal trainer is accusing Antonio Brown of sexual assault and rape and of doing certain things to her that he had admitted allegedly in a text. Right? That had to do with a self-session that, you know, resulted in it, I don't know, I guess sullying her. And she has reported this as well as multiple forced actions of sex had occurred. And in her lawsuit, she said that he preyed on her kindness and religious devotion by pretending to share her faith. Now, apparently they met when they were paired as Bible study partners. They were both at Central Michigan University back in 2010. And then she got back in touch with him, they said, when he needed flexibility and ankle strength. And again, she's a personal trainer. She's from Tennessee. She would travel to Florida, Pittsburgh to train Antonio Brown. But she says he would sexually assault her. And then this occurred back in 2017, and then he raped her in May of 2018 after a night out with another football player. And so when you hear, you know, some of these allegations, it's just horrifying. Again, we still don't have details as to why multiple times, multiple interactions happened with them. We don't understand why she met him again after the first rape or what happened. And she says she has found strength in her faith and family and from the accounts of survivors of other sexual assault. Speaking out removes the shame that I felt in the past year and places it on the person responsible for my rape. She also says she's going to cooperate with the NFL and other agencies, but would like some privacy from the media, which I don't blame her. But according to the lawsuit, Taylor said she was hired by Antonio Brown as a personal trainer in 2017. And then the first time there was an attack, it happened at his home in Pittsburgh. And he had not booked her a hotel room, so she was staying with him. She said she was getting dressed when he basically exposed himself and then grabbed and kissed her. And then there was another time when the pair were together and he had, done that self-session, which we talked about. And then there was, I guess, another time in 2018 when he asked her to work for him again. And she said she had a great heart, cared about him like others. And then, again, it happened again. So, you know, this kind of brings up the conversation of how are victims becoming victims multiple times? And, you know, Antonio Brown has been in the news now not as being the easiest person to work with, not as being the most mild-tempered. And so a lot of people in the media don't really know what to make of these allegations. You know, of course, the defense is saying they were dating and any sex they had was consensual. Her lawsuit, though, says differently. So we've talked about lie detector tests. Lie detector tests look at your heart rate. They look at your, you know, blood pressure, can detect sweat. And so there are ways to tell if somebody's lying. There are certain physical, actions that can happen when somebody's lying. But you also have people that are able to pass these tests. They're able to, you know, if you believe something happened to you, you don't, you know, think of it as a lie. You know, and some people go back to their past, they fill in the gaps. I'm not saying she is, but like a lot of us with our past, we fill in the memories. Not on purpose, it just happens. So then we have this memory of our dog or our cat or our parents or whatever, and it's not entirely accurate. But that's the memory we formed, and so to us it's a truth. So people are now watching this case probably as judiciously as they did with the Brett Kavanaugh, because apparently there's money involved. There was a investment that they're claiming she asked Antonio Brown to invest in with her, and then there was reports that they were dating. So you have, just like we have with Brett Kavanaugh, people looking at this, number one is you have, you know, groups of guys that are like, well, look, okay, you know, I've been dating somebody casually. Are they going to turn around and come back and say I assaulted? You have other people that go, look, you know, there are some, you know, real, you know, disturbing reports of Antonio Brown. You know, how could this happen? And, you know, are personal trainers at risk? And are personal trainers getting assaulted all the time? And then there's the discussion, which we're about to talk about, is how do victims become multiple victims? How does that happen? Well, the way she describes it is the first two cases weren't actual rape. And they were cases that, you know, gross or no, don't kiss me, no. And a lot of us women could kind of relate to that, where somebody who later was a little bit more violent at first didn't start out that way. They would be a little pushy, they went too far, and you're like, no, 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 not happening. So you think it's done. You think it's, all right, you know, I said what I said. I said, no, it's done. Then something else happens a few months later, and you're like, no, 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 come on, come on. I told you, no, it's not happening, never happening. And then the third time, unfortunately, it happens. So when people say, well, you know, an accuser, you know, went to his house multiple times, what the heck is going on here, they're lying, you know, there might be some more backstory to this. So a lesson that we could learn, right, from this, if there is any lesson to be made, because we still don't know what the hell happened, is, ladies or guys, if there's certain activities done towards you that isn't necessarily a full rape, but that you find very, very offensive, and you find just a little too forward for your taste, that should be a red flag, and you do not want to ever be alone with that person, especially drinking, especially staying at their house, okay? And again, we all trust, I love guys, I trust them, that's why it happened to me. I trusted somebody, thought I knew them, and I guess I didn't know them too well. So, you know, if somebody is that, but again, there were no signs, I had no idea. So if you do pick up, if somebody is being very, very forceful or very, shall we say, lewd, that could be a sign that they later could attack. It's a shame, because, I mean, most of my guy friends, I mean, man, they say, like, you know, some crazy stuff. But, you know, it sounds like some of the things that she endured could have been, you know, red flags. But then, on the other hand, guys, you know, or girls, if you are in a relationship that's, you believe is consensual, try to figure out how to get proof that it's consensual. Now, again, this is tricky. Because at any time, somebody could say later that it was forced. Again, I'm not saying that with this case. It's just these are the lessons we could learn. You could become a victim very easily multiple times. You could also be accused when you thought that, no, this was something that they wanted. Now, I had asked an expert on the subject, you know, how do guys show proof that they're getting consent? And this one expert had said, well, that means the consent was never there. If they come back later and say it wasn't consensual, that means they never officially consented during the act. I disagree with that, because there's a lot of people that have regrets. They'll have sex, they'll have regrets. And if, you know, they gave consent then. So, yeah, there's apps out now. There's people making, you know, contracts. I don't know what you could do nowadays. It's frightening. But we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information on this. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America remembers the terrorist attacks of 18 years ago today. In New York City.
Marie Rose Abad.
Andrew Anthony Abate.
Vincent Paul Abad.
The annual reading of the names of the victims of 9/11 will continue for hours in downtown Manhattan. Vice President Mike Pence is attending a memorial service at the Flight 93 Memorial in Western Pennsylvania. And this morning at the Pentagon.
18 years ago, the terrorists struck this citadel of power and American strength. But the enemy soon learned that they could not weaken the spirit of our people.
That from the president's remarks at the Pentagon. Tallahassee, Florida police say a suspect's in custody after stabbing at least six people at an office this morning. No further details released. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we talked about a little while ago how leprosy may be making a comeback as the state of California having some issues with their homeless population and how a hepatitis A outbreak had, you know, killed multiple victims a couple years ago. They're seeing some cases of leprosy resurge, and now we have a homeowner or a shopkeeper, business owner, who said he's been bitten twice by a homeless person at his shop. Gilles de Saulner, 67 years old, was, I guess, bitten by Adam Asherbrock, 29 years old. And police arrested Adam for aggravated assault and battery. The shopkeeper is up in San Francisco. And San Francisco has their issues with the homeless population as well. And he thinks that he might just close his store. He's 67 years old, and he tried to subdue a homeless man who had pushed his sister after she tried to eject him for a second time that day out of their South of Market store. But while holding on to him, the man twisted his head and bit the shopkeeper's arm in an attempt to escape. Now, police later arrested the gentleman, young guy. Interesting. I mean, the young guy, he looks pretty well groomed, for being homeless. But, you know, a lot of people are homeless, and that let's just take a second. When people think of homeless people, they think of the stereotypical somebody wearing multiple layers of old clothes, completely sun-weathered, sitting, you know, on the streets and on the sidewalk. You know, that's the typical, more common, quintessential homeless person. And unfortunately, we see so many of them, some of them talking to themselves, some of them with mental illness, some of them quiet, forlorn, depressed, some of them sick. But you also have a homeless population that are living out of a car. They don't have a place to stay. They don't have a home. And they try to use bathrooms. I met one yesterday where he actually has a job, but he doesn't have a home. Doesn't have a place to live, so tries to stay at shelters. And needs to, you know, deal with a medical condition, and he can't because he doesn't have a regular place to stay. Doesn't have means to get prescriptions. And so I'm not sure if we need to name that sort of, just to kind of expand people's, you know, knowledge of the situation. But there's the homeless population that doesn't look homeless like the stereotypical homeless. And they have a car, they may have a job, but they don't have a place to live. They don't have medical care. They don't have proper sanitation. They hold in their potty because they can't go. They don't have access to bathrooms. Not a lot of public bathrooms open up to you know, people that aren't customers. And it unfortunately breeds a newer population that can very easily succumb to the stereotypical homeless people. So when you look at the picture of this homeless person, he looks like anybody you'd see in college. You know, it looks like a college kid. So apparently, the gentleman who was shot said it's just not worth it. We pay taxes to the city. The police don't do anything. The laws have changed. This was the second time he was bitten by a homeless person. Said homelessness and drug addiction in the area are fueling an increase in violence and crime. So people do drugs. They lose their job. They lose their job, they can't pay for their home. And they're on the streets. So surveillance video from last week shows a clerk running after a shoplifter who DeSaulnier said pepper sprayed the employee. The suspect was arrested not long after police arrived. And they say they also create a lot of garbage. There's feces on the sidewalk. They'll pee on the back door. It smells. It's a public health nuisance. Now, it's a nuisance that I understand. As a business owner, that's got to stink. On the other end, people need to realize what's happening is we have a lot of people that don't have access to bathrooms. And since you are not allowed to go into a store and use their bathroom, when somebody's got to go, they got to go. I mean, there's going to be urine on the sidewalk and feces on the street until we get bathrooms available. They say the public health department wants us to keep everything nice. When you walk outside the door, it's like the plague all over again. So the shop owner runs the Harvest Urban Market, took pictures of the homeless encampments near the business, says his back door needs to be replaced because it's rusted from being urinated on. Now, there's a homeless shelter called Sanctuary directly opposite his store. He said about every half hour or 2 hour, we have some sort of incident, theft, violence. He says crazy people walking around, people need mental health. Now, Mayor Lyndon Breed responded to questions from several newspapers regarding the incident. He said, I would say to people who have had enough to just hold on. We're working towards solving the issue. It'll take some time, but we ask for patience. Well, you know, the homeless population crisis has been going on for a while. And as a business owner, I can understand how frightening it is. And unfortunately, some of the worst crimes happen by people who are in that very unfortunate state. So I guess there was a report that there was a college student who got robbed. A homeless person was hiding under the car and took a knife and slashed his Achilles. Or I think it might have been a girl. And the student fell. They were able to grab the purse or wallet and leave. And having a torn Achilles, I mean, that could be devastating. And, you know, thank God they didn't stab him and kill him or, you know. But, and that was just in, you know, our neck of the woods on campus. So you're like, whoa. So the homeless population is also a security concern. It's also a health concern. It's a public crisis, both for health and safety. And so, what's the answer? So, you know, California and other cities were talking about having certain neighborhoods that they would build homeless camps. So there would be areas where homeless people could go to, and actually living quarters, apartment style, you know, so it doesn't look like tents, and, you know, use public money for homes. And you would think, okay, that would be fantastic. You know, get their sanitation, you know, start doing rehab, come into the, make it a city where you could start working with them and getting them trained and, you know, vocational rehab and get them out there working. The problem is homeowners don't want it near their home. If there's land near their home that later becomes a mecca for homeless people, that brings down property values. So what's holding that up is you have a lot of people saying, nah, I'm not here. Same thing with work. Businesses don't want their business in an area where homeless people can urinate, feces, things like that. And then, of course, being bit, you know, people say, well, gosh, okay, he was bit. Why is he crying about that? Well, you don't understand. Being bit can spread HIV, can spread hepatitis. Human bites can get infected. A bite is not a, is not an easy, simple injury. And it's also a sign that the animalistic aspect of human is coming out. When a human bites another, you know, do they have rabies? Do they have an illness that has completely taken over their mind? Are they going to kill, attack, pounce? So it is. It's frightening. And the homeless situation is not being dealt with quick enough. And, you know, here we see the media talk about, well, you know, we, you know, have to open our borders and, you know, we have to be open to immigration and all that. If we don't even have a system that takes care of our homeless and sick and mentally ill, how are we, you know, why are we promoting bringing in more people? We got to take care of who we have here now. Many of them are also immigrants. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ryan wants to know, what are the covered conditions for the compensation fund for World Trade Center victims? And, you know, that was interesting. I had to look it up because there's been many of them. Lung disease, cancer, but... Of course, when it comes to, you know, money and applying for money, there has to be some, you know, delineation. I don't see how they could limit the list. But it is a long list. It's a long list. And the toxic dust from, you know, age-old buildings and all the, you know, asbestos and smoke and fire and jet fuel and all that, unfortunately, caused... many conditions that caused many people to die post 9/11 attacks. So if you go to the World Trade Center Health Program, if you think you need assistance, they do provide treatment for a huge list of physical and mental health conditions that have been determined to be caused by exposure to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. So, acutely, if you had a burn, complex sprain, eye injury, fracture, head trauma, other traumatic injuries, or a tendon tear. Now, I know that happened 18 years ago, but if you never, you know, received treatment for it and it's still, you know, obviously not functioning well, there's funds. There's the aerodigestive disorders, they call them, like asthma, chronic cough syndrome, chronic laryngitis, chronic nasal pharyngitis, a chronic respiratory disorder because of the fumes, the vapors, a chronic rhinosinusitis. Some people, their nose just keeps running. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. So aerodigestive disorders basically means having either air, like pulmonary issues or GI issues as a result of what you inhaled. GERD, so esophageal reflux, interstitial lung diseases, reactive airway dysfunction syndrome, sleep apnea. If it's not so much because you have enlarged tonsils, but because you stop breathing in your sleep because of what you're exposed to, hyper airway or upper airway hyperactivity, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. We see this a lot in smokers, but sometimes being exposed to smoke could do that. And then if you have some new onset COPD. Now, cancers. There's a whole bunch of cancers. Any type of cancer diagnosed in a person less than 20 years old would be considered a childhood cancer. We are at the 18-year mark, and there were kids that were, you know, in the daycare during the World Trade Center. And you also have people who were pregnant, and then also did the cleanup effort affect men's sperm. So there are some childhood cancers. In terms of malignant neoplasms, you got the Hodgkin's lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you have leukemia. Now, there's a whole slew of Hodgkin's disease and lymphoma, large cell, mixed. It looks like they all are covered. If, again, there's proof that it occurred because of 9/11. Leukemia is, again, a cancer of the blood. Lymphoid leukemia, malignant immunoproliferative diseases where you have certain aspects of the blood cells that overgrow. So there's a whole slew of them in the leukemia blood cancer family. And then, of course, colon cancer, liver cancer, esophageal cancer, rectal cancer, stomach cancer, eye issues, breast cancer being covered as well, ovarian cancer, head and neck cancer, face of tongue, floor of mouth, gum cancer, larynx, all those. So when you look at this and you look at cancer of the heart, of the lungs, of all that, it seems to be that they are widespread covering the majority of anything that could have possibly been affected if you helped out in the efforts or if you were a victim. Of course, skin and melanoma. That's included as well. Other soft tissue sorts of cancer, thyroid cancer, bladder cancer, kidney, prostate. And then there's some very, very rare type of cancers that they're now studying. These rare types of cancers like adrenal gland or meningeal cancer. But the mental health conditions are huge. So if you have stress disorder, adjustment disorder, anxiety, depression, panic, post-traumatic stress disorder, even substance abuse, there's ways that they could cover it. Now, also musculoskeletal disorders. The disorder must be related to the 9/11 work, and you must have proof that you received medical care before September 11, 2003, such as carpal tunnel, low back pain, and other musculoskeletal disorders. So for musculoskeletal disorders, there's a little bit of a time limit on, or in, not so much a time limit, but there's a little bit more restriction in terms of showing proof. Cancer, you have no idea if you're going to get cancer sometimes for a decade or two decades later. But if you have a musculoskeletal injury, then, you know, did you report it in the 24 months after the, you know, the 9/11 attacks? If you 20 years from now say, yeah, I hurt my back, they're probably not going to cover it. So, you know, there's ways to apply, you know, and, you know, not only, I would not concentrate just on the medical, definitely also on the mental aspect of it, because, you know, if you are suffering from cancer, you know, it's not very easy, and I would also recommend some counseling as well, you know, so make sure that, you know, any treatment you get, whether it's covered or not, also to include that. But, you know, when we look back at the events, CNN does a timeline. I just kind of want to review it because, you know, a lot of us kind of remember the numbers and all that. But when you look at the details, it just blows your mind that this happened. According to CNN, 2,977 people were killed. I've seen that number vary, but basically we rounded to about 3,000. And that included New York City, Washington, D.C., Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And the victims, of course, there was the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan. That's when Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175 were intentionally crashed into the North and South Towers. There were also, in addition to 2,700 people killed, 343 New York City firefighters, 23 were police officers, 37 were Port Authority. The victims range from age between 2 and 85 years old. About 75 to 80% of the victims were men. At the Pentagon, 184 people were killed when the American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into the building. And then United Airlines Flight 93 had taken off. It had been delayed. So most of the people had received messages on their cell phone of what was going on. So then when they got wind that their plane was taken over by hijackers, they decided to rush the cockpit. So 40 passengers and crew members aboard their flight died as the hijackers, we believe, made a beeline to the ground to kill them all. As of July 2019, now this is what's frightening, 60% of the World Trade Center victims' remains have been positively identified. 40% still haven't. So there are still family members that don't have closure. So at 8:46 in the morning Eastern Time, which was about 5:45 my time, that's when American Airlines Flight 11, traveling from Boston to L.A., hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. 9:03 a.m., United Airlines Flight 175, traveling from Boston to L.A., struck the South Tower of the World Trade Center. By 9:37, American Airlines Flight 77, traveling from Dulles, Virginia to L.A., hit the Pentagon. At 9:59, the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapses. Took about 10 seconds. At 10:03 a.m., that's when Flight 93, that kind of got wind of what's going on, crashed into a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. By 10:28, the North Tower of the World Trade Center collapses. So the time between the first attack and the collapse was about 102 minutes. Then, December 13th, the U.S. government releases a tape in which Osama bin Laden takes responsibility for the attacks. So December 18th, Congress approves a measure to allow the president to designate September 11th as Patriot Day on each anniversary of the attacks. Then we had the Victims Compensation Fund that got opened, and lately we've just now augmented that. So we'll keep you guys posted on any other, if you do have, you know, claims and you know, health sequelae, let us know, and we could try to find you help. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.